Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn all about the N word family. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Let's write our names at the top of our papers. I'll write your name and you write my name. Just kidding. You write your name, I'll write my name. Then you can put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. Like I said, we're working on the N word family. It's made up of these two sounds, eh, N. It's a short E. Short E says eh, 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 N. So I want you to look at the picture and see if you can find something. I'm going to sound it out. Ready? Eh, n. Eh, n. N. Hen. Boys and girls, do you see that there are two of them in our picture? Okay, let's start coloring the big hen, the big one. Let's color the body brown. We'll leave his beak and his feet last. We'll color those something else. So let's color the hen's body and his wing brown. But don't color his beak or feet yet. So hen belongs in the N word family. N, the N word family, is made up of two sounds. E-N, E-N, N. It's got a short E sound. Take two more seconds for that brown body. Two, one. All right, let's color the beak and the feet orange. Hen. Eh. Mm. There are three sounds when you sound out hen. Eh. Mm. Three sounds. N. I'm not sure if you colored that little thing on the top of his head. I did not color it brown, so I'm just going to color it orange really quickly. There I go. So that was our big hen. Now let's color the little hen. Let's do the opposite. Let's color the little hen's body orange. And then we'll do his feet and beak brown. Let's just make it opposite just for fun. So another word that belongs in the N word family, like hen, if I take the word hen, and let's take out the in hen and change it to p, p, what do you get? Instead of n, change it to p, n. Yes, pen. You get pen. I like to write with a pen. But then if you make a mistake, you cannot erase unless you have a fancy erasable pen. All right, I am coloring his beak, the little hen's beak and feet brown, and the little thing on the top of his head brown too. Hen belongs in the N-word family. All right, take two more seconds to finish up all the hens, both hens, two, one. Put down your crayon. All right. In our picture, you should see, ready? A d, e, n, d, e, n, d, n, den. There are two of them. I wonder what kind of animals live in there. Not the hens, right? Okay, there are two dens. There's a big den and a little den. Let's color the little den first. Let's color the little den gray. I don't have a gray crayon, so I'm going to use my black crayon and just color really lightly. You could also use your pencil to make a nice gray color. So den belongs in the N family. D, N, like N and P, N. All of these words rhyme because they belong in the same word family. They all end the same way with our E, N. It's a shorty, and the letter N. N. I am going to color the inside of my den yellow. Make it look like there's a light on inside or straw, sticks, something like that. So we're on the little den. We colored the stone or the outside grayish. Now I'm coloring the inside yellow, and I want you to do that too. Remember, listen and follow the directions. Take 2 more seconds for the little den. And now let's color the big den, but let's have it be red, like it's red bricks or something. Go ahead and color it red. The big den is going to be red. All right. What word will you have if we take away the d and den and change it to a j? Take away the d and den and change it to j. Jen. That can be a girl's name. It's short for Jennifer or Jenny. I have had a Jennifer in my class before. So if you take away the d and den, you get Jen. Take away the j and Jen and change it to hen. Exactly. All right, I'm going to color the inside of the big red den yellow also. We can also have nonsense words in the N family. What if I changed the d and den and changed it to g? Gen. Gen. It's not a real word, it's a nonsense word, and that's okay. Take 2 more seconds for both of the dens. 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. Okay, look for this picture. Ready? M. E. N, 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 N. Men. Do you see the men in our picture? All right, well, guess what? One of them is named K-N, 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 Ken. One of them is named Ken. He's the one with the pocket on his shirt. Do you see Ken? He has a pocket on his shirt. Let's color Ken's shirt blue. This is Ken, and he is one of the men. These words belong in the N family. Ken is one of the men. He's the one with the pocket on his shirt. So if we have K-N, and we take away the K in Ken and change it to what do you get? Men. Ken is one of the men. Standing outside the den. Surely Ken does not live in the den. Boys and girls, take 2 more seconds for that blue shirt. 2 and 1. Let's color Ken's pants brown. Color his pants brown. Ready? All right. So Ken does not live in the den. Now, some of you might be thinking of a different kind of a den. I wonder. Take 2 more seconds for his brown pants. 2, 1. While we have our brown crayon, let's color his hair brown. Sometimes people call the family room or the TV room in their house where everybody goes to watch TV, they call that the den. Have you heard of that before? Some people do that. All right, you may put down your brown crayon. Now, the other one of the men, we have Ken. He's got brown hair and a shirt with a pocket. The other one is B-N. B-N. Ben. It's Ben and Ken. Their names rhyme. Isn't that fantastic? All right, let's put a green shirt on Ben. Any kind of green. I'm going to color the top part of his shirt. Looks like he might be wearing a little vest. And I'm going to color the bottom part green. Color his whole shirt green. This is Ben. Ben is best friends with Ken. They are the men in our picture. I wonder, does Ben live in a den like Ken does not? What do you think? I don't think Ben lives in a den. I don't know. I don't really know Ben. Ben and Ken are men near the dens, and there's a hen, and there's another hen, and N is our word family. Two more seconds. Two. One. Let's put some blue jeans on, Mr. Ben. All right. Now I want you to help me. Will you tell me all three sounds in Ben? What are the three sounds in Ben? Ready, go. B-E-N. B-E-N. Yep. And then tell me the three sounds in Ken. Ken. All right, let's color Ben's hair black. Let's give him some black hair. All right, boys and girls, we are becoming experts on the N family. Take two more seconds to finish up, Ben. Two, one. All right, put down all of your crayons and find your pencil. We are going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. Look at number one. You're going to see a row of pictures going across. I am going to name the picture for you. You circle it if it belongs in our N word family. Ready? Number one, hen. Yes, we know that one belongs. Circle it. Next picture is a map. Map. Nope, sure does not. Ooh, next picture, pen. Yes, circle it. I love a pen. Love a good pen. Pen belongs in our word family. How about nut? No. Scoot across. There's a little fox living in a den. Den. Yes, circle it. That belongs in our N family. And our last picture is mop. No. Okay, so check it. You should have circled the hen. The pen and the den. Let's look at number two. Let's read it. It's a word. It says N. See the circle around E-N? That's our word family, the N word family. Trace that circle. Trace that circle for me. And then scoot across. Let's finish writing the word hen. We need to add our E-N, so it says hen. Scoot across. Now we're going to write the whole word all by ourselves. Ready? H. E-N. Excellent. And number three, M-N. Men. Trace the circle around our word family. E-N. N is our word family. Scoot over. Add our word family to the M. E-N. Men. And now scoot over. We're going to write the whole word by ourselves. M-M-F-E. N, men. Check it. You should have M, E, N. All right, here we go. Number four. I see a pen. Let's write the word pen. What's the first sound? P, 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 E, N. It's got our word family. Check it. You should have written P, E, N, pen. All right, will you circle the two letters that are in our word family, that make up our word family? The E and the N, circle it for me. Awesome. All right, scoot over. The number is 10. We're going to write the word 10. Ready? T-T-E-N. 10. Check it. You should have T-E-N. 10. And will you circle the two letters that make up our word family? We should circle E-N, 10. Boys and girls, you did it. You are masters at the N family. Amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.